You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link, do
that'll
something.
Do, that'll perfect. Do. Perfect.
Let's go.
Yes, let's go.
Papi FC in the building. I love that. From Yo. Mike Wonder. Hello, everybody.
I love how everybody got in on that iBoppy. Let's go.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. This is your favorite spinoff podcast of the Cooligans, where we talk all things Premier League and maybe some things going on in Champions League, you know, whatever drama's going on in Europe.
Some stuff is always happening in Europe. You know how it is. Yo, like, it's like everybody makes fun of MLS because it's like, oh, the crazy rules and this and that. We got a lot less drama. Okay? Y'all are real housewives.
You guys got drama. We got COVID. All right?
That's damn, how it works, son. We got bubbles. Y'all got Vanderpump rules. Y'all keep it spicy.
I love it. So, again, welcome if people are listening to this podcast. Thank you for listening. This show is taped live on Twitch with our chat, which are with all
the closest we could get to a live studio audience.
Okay, you know, we are social distancing from the chat right now, and we are so everybody, this show is taped on Twitch with people in the chat, so people are contributing to what this show ends up becoming. So if you are someone who's listening and want to be a part of this, follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/soccercooligans. Join us. We always have a great time doing this. And the people in the chat are always super dope. All right.
That's right.
So I think we should start the show immediately with obviously the Champions League. The last Champions League semifinal just happened. So we know who the final is going to be with.
It's going all to plan.
We decided who was going to be involved.
Complete bedlam. That's what we wanted. It's going to be Bayern Munich versus PSG, which I know to some people you're like, well, that sounds like a semifinal, not a final.
Yeah.
No, bro. They both made it.
PSG is in the final. They're like, really? Us? We can we spent, I think, $1 billion to get here, and we've let everyone down year after year. But no, it's us this time.
This is their moment. And I like, where'd it go? There it is. I like what Colo Blanco said. Shouts to Colo Blanco, the best mod in the business, who said, you ate to be Barca.
That's right. bummer. I mean, look, if you listen to our podcast or watch our TV show, I mean, we spent a lot of time on Barcelona. You know, we got to say the this time, all right? Because
they done earned that list. Probably because of the punch to the face they got. That's where that list came from.
No, but look, it's PSG against Bayern, and Bayern made it look fairly easy against Lyon. I think PSG made it look fairly easy against Leipzig.
They both got easy matchups, and I know there's no such thing as an easy matchup, but I think both clubs would have much preferred to go against Lyon and RB Leipzig versus Barcelona and City.
Exactly.
So
yeah, but look, the games themselves were at least pretty the semifinal matches weren't as they didn't have that, like, you know, pretty early on the underdog possible story really wasn't there, right? But I do think that Bayern looked at least better than PSG, and I think we have to favor them. I feel like people in the chat might say this.
I think you're crazy. I think PSG is going to win.
This is crazy.
I think it is crazy. I think, first of all, which guarantees only one thing, that Bayern will win 7-0 if I say they don't stand a chance. But somebody said that this was Neymar's first time back in the Champions League final since 2015. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I can't believe Neymar's been playing that long. He still feels like a hot upstart, you know?
How old is he? He's like 20, like 8, right?
I know, but like in my head, he's still like 22.
Yeah, I mean, he did, like, he had that long injury. He hasn't had a really fun time at PSG. That's really the main issue, because the pressure is on them to win. He was brought there to win the Champions League, and there's not much of that going on.
Not yet. He might.
Does it still feel the same if PSG win it during this weird lockout year and everything?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not called the Champions League is back tournament. It's the straight up Champions League.
They should call it that. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, put some respect on some marks.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mark Wendler saying, yeah, he's been injured a bunch too. Neymar has been a little disappointing when it comes to his time at PSG.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Like, this ain't the World Cup, bro.
Yo, why is he being so disrespectful though?
Oh my God. Just as Glenster said, just as long as Alexis takes a dump, someone will score two goals. Okay, yeah, right. That's right.
We can't guarantee who. It usually only works when I'm in a home stadium.
That is the rule. Yeah, I don't know.
So what happened to me during Bayern Barca, right? Everybody wants to know. Baby wipes.
So Jaren says, I was all in for Bayern because I wanted Lewandowski to win the Ballon d'Or, to clown on Polanco. Now I don't really care who wins. Okay.
I think it's safe to say that he definitely deserved the Ballon d'Or. It's a real shame they're not going to give him out this year.
Yeah. So let's
you know what this is like for me? Like, the closest for me is like when that one house that used to give out the full Snickers bars on Halloween wasn't there that one Halloween. They were like on vacation or whatever. That's as close.
It sounded very like a Halloween ghost story. Like, the house was just gone. It was the house.
Those people died 40 years ago. No, like, no one was home. And you were like, what are you doing? You're the full Snickers people. Give me the whole Snickers.
That's all.
Now I got to go rob a bodega?
That's all you
it's
have to
fault.
Offer the community. Why aren't you doing the thing that you were meant to do?
I mean, I think the husband was a firefighter. I'm sure there's other things they did for the community. But I know you as full Snickers bar. I want my damn full Snickers bar. There was also another family that gave out real bags of peanut M&Ms. What do you guys work for, a candy store? You know? It's crazy. My family pretended they weren't home.
Jaren asked, does PSG get this far if the tournament was still two legs? What do you think?
Probably not.
You don't think so?
Probably not. No.
Probably. Yeah.
You don't have anything to add?
No, I'm trying to think. I mean, like, how did they play? Who they play? They just played Lyon. They played who's before them? Why am I forgetting?
Yeah, me too. I should remember this because they came back against them.
Atalanta. They almost lost to Atalanta. But I think in two legs they would have beaten Atalanta. So it was more dangerous for them in this single game elimination over the two legs. I think they would have, especially against Atalanta, I think they would have been able to come back from that.
I'm just happy that no one's ever going to question them for having won this during COVID. You know what I mean? And fans, people that hate PSG aren't going to hold it against them that there's a pandemic that they have no control over. We supposedly, allegedly, they have no control over. We don't know.
So let's talk about some of the other things that are going on in Europe.
Let's talk about Messi first, because this is one of my favorite things, right? People, they always used to say, can Messi do it on a cold, wet, rainy night in Stoke? You know what I mean? Mm. And the reason they say that is because they're like, oh, Premier League is so much more physical. But then people are saying, no, that's not true. That's the stereotype. But Higuain, who had a horrific 6 months in the Premier League, who was like, I saw it. I don't want it. I'm going back to Italy. He said he called Messi, apparently. So this is what The Sun is reporting, so who knows if it's true. He warns Messi, don't go to the Premier League because Messi would, quote, get the shit kicked out of him.
Damn, right? Yo, Higuain is like, the plot to Get Out. You know, they flash the camera. He's like, no, don't.
Yeah.
Get out.
You know who he is? He's the one friend you bring to the movie theater who screams as if the person in the horror film can hear them. Don't go in that room.
Get out. What are you doing? Yo, this is just stupid, yo.
Yo, fam, don't you hear the chainsaw? You're like, yo, shut up.
Oh my God! Yes, Andrew said, "F the Sun."
I like Mike Wonderbutt. Let's talk about Matt C. Let's talk about you and me.
Look at that! We're having a little good time out here.
Yeah, come on, we got beats out here.
Regular dudes. Also, I guess the British people are saying, "Look, it said if you believe the sun, you have a brain problem." Okay.
Yeah, which is why I said we probably shouldn't believe them, but. I do believe Higuain would call and be like, "Yo, fam, don't do it."
That totally sounds plausible. I don't even think they didn't even need to like confirm with two sources. They were like, "You know what? This feels like something Higuain would do."
I don't even think they called Higuain. I'm like, I just think Higuain would call his compatriot and warn him.
Okay. I think the idea of we hear this every year, right? Pretty much, it's almost like people won't respect Messi's legacy until he leaves Barcelona and does it in another country, and specifically England, which I think is ridiculous.
But does what? Like, what more can he do? You know what I mean?
I just feel like people think in the general, the football world feels that that winning the Premier League title means more than winning the La Liga title or winning the Bundesliga or winning, you know, obviously in France or whatever. I believe they just feel that it is a more difficult trophy to win. And because Cristiano Ronaldo played in the Premier League and he is regularly called the greatest ever, and Messi did not play in the Premier League, has not won that trophy. I think that is the, for the people who like to chat shit, that's the reasoning behind wanting Messi to come to the Premier
League. It's easy. It's fun to say, oh, but he couldn't do it here in Leicester. How about he doesn't want to do it here in Leicester? Have you thought about that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like somebody said he wouldn't play the way Leeds do. You really think Bielsa would be like, Messi, you got to do this shit my way? At 33, he'd be like, Messi, what do you want to do? What position you want to play?
Look, I said, Mike Wonder is saying if he did more for Argentina, that's probably what would help his legacy.
That's the only thing he has to do is win a World Cup. That's the only thing stopping him from everyone thinking he's better than Maradona.
Okay, yeah. And look, with Diego 2011 saying Messi won't prosper in other leagues, supposedly. I think there's... We won't know until we see it, but we've seen Messi humiliate people in other leagues regularly in Champions League. It is not unfathomable that he could thrive in another league. But obviously, the style of play, ever since pretty much, since Ronaldinho left, Messi has been the way they play. Every player they bring in is, will he gel with Lionel Messi? That is really... So I don't know if that's necessarily going to happen on any other squad immediately.
Yeah, I can't. I think he just has to... He has to do something shocking, which is stop being a coward and go play in the Canadian Premier League. Go do it, dude.
What are you afraid of, Leo?
Fam, your agent has to have brought it up.
Okay, it's a thriving league. I think it has about seven teams now. You should really consider it.
How about the Messies? They'll give you a team. They'll let you do it all.
Okay.
First of all, it's $3 million a year to run a Premier League team. He gets paid $1 million a week. Fam, you got 49 weeks of money still sitting around just from this past year.
Look, money can't be the reason he does anything anymore, right? I mean, there's no way. He
doesn't live his life as if money is important, although he did get caught up in the Panama Papers. So
yes. I mean, whatever, taxes, schmaxes out in Spain. No time for that.
Panama was like, family, we got you covered, actually. So you heard it here first. I think we're more reputable than the Sun. I think Messi is going to the Canadian Premier League.
Okay,
look out, Halifax Wanderers.
This chapstick is more reputable than the Sun, bro. I don't know.
Well, then let's stay in the Sun and talk about. Well, this is actually rumored by a lot of people, but apparently Gerard Piqué is going to return to the Premier League, where he had played with Manchester United previously.
I didn't know that. Piqué,
a long time ago. You forget because it seems like he has a Barcelona shirt tattooed on him.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did play in the Premier League once before, but he's going to return. Now, you go Manchester United, Barcelona, you think, just keep climbing, right? Maybe he's going to go play for City or somebody at the top. No, 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 fam. Fulham is the team rumor.
Yo, you ain't taking Tim Ream's spot, bro. That's his center back spot. You better stay away.
Yo, my guy. Yeah, I know he hasn't played for the U.S. men's national team in a while, but trust me when I tell you, that's his position.
Okay, do not dare. No, I think, look, I love these Barcelona cleaning house rumors, right? Because somebody's going to go. Right?
Everybody getting sold. There's a rumor that PSG wants Arturo Vidal. I mean, the guy's 33 years old, and he's played like he's 33 since he's 29. So he's weathered.
I'm surprised he went back to Barcelona, right? He went to Bayern. Was he at Barcelona? Then went.
No.
Oh no, he wasn't at Barcelona at first. Okay,
no.
He was at Bayern and then went to Barcelona. That seemed like a bit of a weird move. The last few years, the moves at Barcelona have not felt like it. Just it doesn't feel like the same club, and we're sort of seeing these results. Even when they got back after the lockdown, and the fact that they had a lead against Real Madrid and couldn't hold on to it is it's feeling un-Barcelona like the shimmer.
Because Barcelona
of the
used
club
to
is
Barcelona like would get younger players and they'd be like the best young player, but they would become global superstars at Barcelona. That's the image everyone has of Barcelona. Now, if you think back, Ronaldinho was purchased a little bit later. Thierry Henry was purchased a little later. So they've had those moments, but those are moments where they weren't the greatest club in the world. When you think of them as the greatest club in the world, they're bringing in younger players, players that are somewhat established, but are on their way to being global superstars, right? That's how you picture them. They haven't done that. In fact, one of the topics is, do you think it's better? I think now, if you're a player under the age of 24 years old, you should want to play in the Bundesliga and not the Premier League. That's what I think. Because I think the Premier League is suffering the same thing that Barcelona is suffering, which is like this race to buy players that are already established. Very few clubs are willing to give chances to even players in their own academy. I mean, some clubs are have to. But even like someone like a Phil Foden, look at he's looked incredible, but there's an incredible amount of pressure on him. Look at Jadon Sancho. That kid's playing like he's playing beach volleyball. You know what I mean? Like he's relaxed, you know?
Well, I think
he's relaxed.
The sort of the nature, and I think a lot of people would probably agree with this, which is like what's happening in European football is through just this simple reality of like capitalism is that one league is going to outshine the others, right? So one league is going to be better, more players want to go
and
there.
It shifts
or whatever, right? So and we over the last like 20 years, obviously it was like Serie A was the league, and we if you ever watch Zlatan's documentary, he talks specifically about like how English the Premier League was shit, and he would never go there and whatever, and then he ended up there anyway, right? Because things shifted. But the what's going on with the Premier League in general is they, because of the TV contract and because everyone knows that they have so much money, they have now they are buying league, right? They have to be because they have to compete with each other. So
right.
All the other leagues are like, this is why Dortmund could be like, oh, you want Jadon Sancho? Well, I know how much you got in your pockets. So you can't,
right.
You can't even be coy about that.
It's like if you're the homeless dude standing outside of a shop, like a bodega, and you see someone putting singles in their pocket change from getting a soda or something, and you'd be like, yo, can I get a dollar? And that guy's like, oh, I don't have any. Dortmund right now is like, see, it's funny because I just saw, you know what I mean? It's like they could be like, actually, here's what I know about you. Maybe you don't know.
Yeah. Maybe I need to inform you about what you got. But
maybe you got a bad accountant because the way I heard it was you got about $140 million that just came to you to play with.
I want to address this real quick from 53 Mac Bug. It says, Barca, do Barca need a new sporting director or better scouts? I would really argue that Barcelona have the best of both of those things, right? I mean, maybe not necessarily a sporting director in the last couple of years, but it's almost like the job got so easy, or like, you know, obviously if you have Messi, you had Ronaldinho, you had Henry, like there's not much of a pitch you need to make to players to come play for you. And now
I think part of that pitch now though is is Messi going to be here or not? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, they need to sort that out because
by the way, shouts to Glenster25 who answered 53 MacBug by saying Barca need a new everything. I think it's kind of true. It's kind of like buying a used. They feel like a used luxury car. It's shiny. It's gorgeous. Everybody wants to take a picture with it. But when you start that engine, you start hearing some noises.
Mm.
Every part's way more expensive for your car than everyone else because everyone knows you got money.
Yeah.
So you can't go out and get a good deal. Southampton could go sign someone for $10 million. If Barca was interested in the same player, which I know those are two different worlds, but if Barca was interested in the same player, whatever team is selling to Southampton at $10 million is going to charge Barca $25
million. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're all... Are all these like concerns or rumors about like how much money Barcelona even have and what's the what are the books looking like? And
yeah.
as soon as people start asking those questions, it's like it seems like something might be wrong, right? You know?
Yeah, you fucked up if people want to see your books. You know what I mean?
They're not even talking about like the game or like the 8-2 whatever. Like it's just like no, man. It's just like I feel like something's wrong just financially. Like everybody
structurally.
Is there some sort of app that can help you with coaching you with your financial decisions, you know?
So funny.
So they have a lot to figure out. And I know, look, whether Messi stays or goes, Barcelona, when the season begins, when the La Liga season starts, whatever, in September, it is good. The team is going to look very different. And that's what I'm kind of curious about and excited about. So we'll see if they can like kind of fix you know, some of the issues that they've been having.
Everybody, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We want to bring with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
That's right. You being Gully Squad. Thank you.
You right now listening.
you've contributed to this marketing campaign.
That's right. Thank you so much. And if you're listening and you're not in Gully Squad, I'm not going to say it's not thanks to you. I think you already know that. But you can. This can be thanks to you. All you got to do is join Gully Squad. It's mad simple. You know what I mean? Because what happens is you join Gully Squad, and guess what happens? We show up at your house. We don't care about the quarantine, you know what I mean? We show up at your house and we say, yo, thank you, and then that's it. We leave. It's very odd.
Yeah, we break lockdown rules. That's how committed to you we are.
Uh-huh. Right? Where you live in Europe? Be there in a few hours, my guy.
Okay. Yo, Boris, open up the borders.
Yo, Latvia? All right. I might have to use points, but we're going to get there.
Okay, we're un-Brexiting right now.
We've decided. We're here. What's good? Is this Europe or not?
So, yes, join Gully Squad. Obviously, there's a lot of awesome perks and privileges. Obviously, we have
the hesitation you put on perks, man. Even I was like, ooh, what do we got?
You can obviously the our Slack channel, our birthday parties, dope Zoom hangouts. It has it all. So
yeah, and pins and pop sockets and you know cool stuff. It's just one of those things. Like, yo, you're supporting us. It doesn't matter the level. You're gonna get some dope perks. You're gonna get a chance at exclusive content. You're gonna get a chance to hang out, chat with us. And yo, like the Slack channel, it's almost like just a big group chat. There's like people sharing food to do on the road once we get back on the road, people sharing pictures of the food they're cooking while they're on quarantine, people sharing pictures of pizza and I'm roasting it. We do other stuff than food, don't we, Christian?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, look, there's people sharing music that they enjoy. It's its own community of soccer fans that appreciate comedy and appreciate other things in life that they can share with each other, and it's really growing into something that's organic, that is not really about Christian and Alexis, and it's beautiful to see. So
I know it's bothering me. It should constantly be about us, but also they get a chance to be a part of the show. When we have guests, we ask them, what questions should we ask? When we say those are Gully Squad questions, yo, those are questions directly from that Slack channel from Gully Squad. So if you're a member of the Gully Squad and you're not in the Slack channel, get on that. What are you doing? There's exactly. Not a lot of you. There's like a few of you that
there's
haven't.
There's a few. There's almost like, I think maybe 30 or 40 people that are not in the Slack channel.
What a handful of people. Come on, get in here.
Get in there. So yeah, again, go to soccercooligans.com, click on the Join Gully Squad button, and get on board, man, because you're missing out.
Hell yeah. Soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad.
I was going to add, obviously, Ronald Koeman was announced as the coach for Barcelona. Obviously, he was, obviously the coach of the Dutch national team and former Everton manager, former Southampton manager. He was terrible at Everton. I don't know what. Obviously, Ronald Koeman is a legend that he played at Barcelona.
Yeah, but that feels like an Everton problem. You know what I mean?
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel like he might have a tough time there. I don't know.
Are you suggesting that Ancelotti isn't a great manager right now? You know?
No, he's great. He's doing great.
everything's going to be just fine.
The expectations are quite low. So, but Koeman couldn't meet them. So that's all I'm saying.
Well, there was a moment where it looked like Pochettino was going to be, the manager for Barcelona. But the rumor is that the players, or the senior players, the players that have been there for a while, that are all going to go to Fulham, apparently, they were completely against Pochettino and they wanted Xavi as their manager. Now, the reason we bring up, I know we've talked a lot about Barcelona, and this is a show called the Prem Show, not the La Liga show, but Pochettino, when he left Tottenham, he had what? I mean, I know he hasn't won anything, and look, I'm an Arsenal fan, so who gives a shit, right? I should laugh at Pochettino, but the guy's a great manager. It seems like this dude can't find a job anywhere.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think he can probably pick the place he wants to go. I mean,
would you rather have him versus Ancelotti
at Everton? Hey,
no,
Paolo, thank you so much for the
thank
subscription.
Thank you, Paolo.
To have him at Barcelona, is that what you mean?
No, would you want him versus Ancelotti at Everton? Yeah, of course.
Oh, no, I think Ancelotti can attract better players. That's for that reason alone. I don't know enough about both of them as far as tactically as managers, but I also think it was very weird that Tottenham got rid of Pochettino to begin with. He was doing fine. I mean, maybe under
one bad year, but I think you wanted it to leave. I think that was the whole thing. Bauer Zero says, I'm shocked Spurs haven't won anything in the past 5 years. Family, keep going in the Wikipedia, my G. It's further than that.
Oh, man. Steve Second Dick is in the building, everybody.
Second Dick
says, Pochettino, he's just chilling. I bet the Prem is mad stressful. Yeah. I can imagine. I mean, look, any job is pretty stressful, right? I mean, how much more stressful is being a Premier League manager over being a La Liga manager? Do you think there's even that big a difference?
Yes.
To me, it's minimal. They're both footballing mad nations. I can't.
Yes, but if you couldn't name me the manager of Real Sociedad. Couldn't name me the manager of, you know, Betis. You know what I mean?
But I'm sure the people at Betis are very familiar with their manager.
Yeah, but even just the media attention that even, like, you know, the kit man at, you know, the 16th place on the table club in England gets is overwhelming. It's like, you know, the way people complain about being a player in New York and the amount of media attention, that's all Premier League. You know, when you go to England, it's like the back page of like the gossip pages, like your page six, like, oh, Mila Kunis was, you know, disrespectful to Lady Gaga. That's all soccer. It's all soccer. It's all soccer at all times. It's just constant gossip about your wife bought the wrong avocados at Tesco and, you know, the car is looking dirty. It's like every decision, everything you've ever done is under such a microscope. It's like nothing.
Imagine they bullied Raheem Sterling that way, talking about the avocados he bought instead of just
that's
disgusting.
Probably coming next. He missed a good avocado just like he did the shot in Champions League.
Oh, boy. Yeah, man. Yeah, I think it's interesting how this these Champions League results are really kind of reshaping what a lot of the big European clubs are going to look like and what, you know, even Manchester City is becoming what PSG was, right? Where their team was built essentially to win the Champions League and are very much falling short. But Kevin De Bruyne in his post-game interview, he was very glib. He was like, oh, it's just more of the same, you know, whatever. I'm like, yo, bro,
Damn.
Are you done with it? Or are you just over it already? is he tired of like what the mindset is going into these games? Is it Pep's fault? What's going on? Because it's just like that was a shocking loss to the point where now you have to start asking, is Pep Guardiola, how long should Pep Guardiola be here for to help us win Champions League?
I mean, 53 MacBug says De Bruyne low-key old. He is, right? He looks like he's 12, but he is. I mean, part of what worries me so much, especially when you look at someone like City, is when was the last time Pep won the Champions League? You know what I mean?
Yeah, when was the last time? I don't remember.
I don't think he won it with Bayern.
He didn't win it with Bayern. That was a big issue.
So we're talking Barcelona. Barcelona needs to bring him back.
It's interesting. I think he likes the project at Manchester City, and he has good players. But you know, he's again, the rumor is that Messi might go to Manchester City, and they already have that relationship, and I'm sure Pep could make it work.
I think Manchester City is one of four clubs in the world that has the money to pay Messi's fees, $1 million a week.
Yeah.
Fam, two of them, we got Manchester City, two clubs in China, probably, and Halifax Wanderers, which, again, you know, I hate to make a point twice here, but...
Steve Second Dick says, I still want to know if Pep can do it in a hot summer night in Dallas, okay?
Yeah. Okay, dude, can you keep 200... up with... Can with 200 fans
who are booing you for racial equality.
Yeah, exactly.
yeah,
I love people listening to this. Keep thinking you're saying Steve Second Dick, and it's
second,
not, it's
second, okay.
Segundo, el otro dick.
The fog rolling in said, "Did you guys already talk about the Bayern slap? Are you talking about?" Lewandowski slapping Alfonso Davies after the great move that he did on Nelson Semedo. I don't know what
you're talking about when they slapped around Barca, because, yeah, we did talk about that.
So maybe that's a possibility.
Yeah.
So what do we got next, Alexis?
We got Leeds unveils the new home kit for their triumphant return to the top flight. It's an Adidas kit, and Adidas said that it's going to glow in the lights of Ellen Road, which I'm looking at it, and I'm like... I'm not that impressed.
Oh, okay. Should I? Let me see if I can bring it up on screen.
Can you switch to it? I gave you the photo file is in the Slack. But if you look at it, it's got the blue stripe shoulders, right? The Adidas three stripes. It's a clean looking kit. It looks really nice. But there's something about that gold that I was expecting, that whatever that orangey gold.
Fog rolling in. Thank you for the subscription. Very much
appreciate
it.
Thank you for the subscription. Please subscribe. Please follow. If you're here, do that. You know, if you're listening, hit the subscription button, leave a 5-star review. But yeah, we could see the kit right there. It's not a bad looking kit. I'm not saying it's ugly, but I thought they would go with the gold, accents, not with the blue.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's clean. I mean, this should get the same criticism.
The way you had it just looked like we were peeking over a fence.
This should have, it should suffer the same criticism that MLS fans get frustrated with, you know, when we see kind of plain, simple kits, right?
And it's here's the difference. Adidas kit. That's, yeah, but that's their look. I mean, you know, not every club in MLS has a white kit, you know?
Look, SoCal Andrew says, shit kit for a shit team.
The hate continues. By the way, we were tagged in something on Twitter for Leeds, and apparently there's a podcast that is a Leeds podcast called The Mighty Whites Podcast. And I was like, yo, fam.
Yo, hold up a second. All right.
That name is not as timeless as you had imagined when you first chose
currently,
it.
You know, the public relations right now for that ain't great. All right.
I got to be honest, you're probably getting a lot of listens, but those are some angry reviews you're getting left behind. Like, this dude is only talking about soccer. Why?
Oh man. Look, I am not a big fan of arguing about kits, about like it's just a shirt.
Fashion to you is a waste of time.
I'm not going to say that. It's just that the
funny because I'm saying it.
I enjoy fashion. I enjoy individuality. I'm a huge fan of that. But when it's at least a little different with MLS, where every season every team is coming out with one new kit, which is like, I can kind of process that. But in England and most other countries, their leagues, they have three new kits every single year. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, but this is significant because they've been out of the Premier League for 14 years.
So wait, do you think they should have done something bigger?
Yes. I think the white and the gold should have stood out a little more.
Okay.
I don't know if it's gold. Is it gold? It's like an odd yellow.
That's the name of the color. Odd yellow.
Odd yellow. They should have snuck in that shit badge of the guy with his arm around his chest.
Oh, yeah.
Remember they tried to switch to that? They should have just snuck that in last minute. Like, what's good now?
Yeah, and that's how we also shout out to Not SoCal Andrew, who made one of the greatest badges.
Yes.
Of the basically the Neo Gavoni chick, the turkey leg in the badge.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that would have been great. So yeah.
Jaron put, does Polanco enjoy anything? And Mike Wonder put, he enjoys fat shaming Alexis. Thank you. People are seeing it.
I do not fat shame. Well, look, I'll say this. Alexis perceives what I'm doing as fat shaming, but Alexis legitimately shames my body. My skinny body calls me weak, yes. Calls me frail. And that is...
I did call you bird chest, an entire year of the show.
And apparently that is... There's no issues with that, you know?
No. That's fair game.
I have thin privilege, apparently, and I shouldn't be... I shouldn't be complaining about anything. North Google Guitar said Polanco fat shames me, which it's absolutely false. I don't know why.
I mean, this is like you're hearing Polanco backtrack. You can hear it in his voice; it's cracking.
Where's and
it
might evidence? Just
be it might be because he's so weak from not eating real food that he can't withstand the barrage of honesty. I like Scooby the Goon. Shouts to Scooby the Goon, one of my favorite names. Just it's so fun to say Scooby the Goon. He says, I just don't feel like the Premier League is as gully as MLS, and you're right. It just ain't.
MLS don't give any evidence behind it. It just ain't.
I'm about to. I just wanted to let y'all marinate in it. And I honestly thought you were going to agree with me. I think it's just like, who's got crazier rules? Us, okay?
Oh, without a doubt.
Right? Imagine what would happen in the Premier League if they decided to do a mid-season tournament for no reason. And only three of those matches counted towards the Premier League. They'd be like, oh, you're having a laugh, mate.
You're changing. It's tradition, you know?
Oi, my granddad watched the Premier League every day during World War II as we was being bombed. Okay.
Yeah, and now you're going to take it away. It didn't take a break during World War II. Everybody knows that.
Guys, just play around the bomb. Play around the bomb. No. He's like, you're not going to do it because a couple of people are coughing. Is that why?
Yeah. Okay, look at this. All right. This is, again, we bully the English. That is what this show is about.
That's what we do,
do
baby.
Not forget.
Okay. Golo Blanco put hashtag free Polanco. That's right, yo, because he's going into shame jail.
Yeah, dude. At least I know that if I ever went to prison on some ridiculous charge, everybody here will have my support. You already have the hashtag and the t-shirts, you know?
I'm gonna sell merch. None of the money is gonna go towards your commissary, but I will be selling merch.
Good. As long as somebody's profiting off of my pain.
100%.
All good.
Especially because everyone would have assumed I'm the one who's going to jail.
So we have more, it's just more Barca drama.
But we really didn't talk about it, but I did put it in here. Is it wiser to play in Bundesliga if you're a younger player? Look at the names of the players that they've developed into $100 million players, right? You got Haaland, Sancho, Pulisic was the $72 million. Dembele was a lot of money. Reina probably will be. Gnabry left Arsenal to, I believe, Werder Bremen and is now at Bayern. Davies is the best left back in the world. 6 months into playing left back. And I think, remember when we were in Germany and the president of, or the CEO, whoever he was, of Bundesliga was talking, and he said that more, it's got more goals are scored in Bundesliga. They have a higher goals per average, goals per game average than any other league, any of the other big leagues. And I think that might be part of it. I think it's, you have an opportunity to look like a better attacking player in the Bundesliga, and you don't have the pressure. The Germans are too rigid to be looking through your garbage, you know what I mean, to figure out if you bought the right avocados or not.
Maybe it's not that kind of a pressure, but from a sporting side, the pressure very much is there. But I think the simple fact that Bundesliga is not the biggest or most profitable league from a sense of like viewers and things like that, that there is a, hey, Nader, thank you for the, is it Ralph Nader? For the follow, appreciate it. But I think the simple fact that there isn't that, I lost my train of thought. But the fact that simply because they know that they're trying to sell the players, like the league in itself is almost becoming this rehearsal for the bigger leagues, and no team in the world right now is going to be more profitable than Borussia Dortmund in the next like 4 or 5 years.
They've got 100 million players just flooding in their system.
It is good business, and yes, they want to win the.
But here's the thing: they kind of still can. All they have to do, if they can hold on to Sancho for one more year, you would expect them to be able to sort of play incredibly well in the Champions League.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but they can't even win the Bundesliga.
Right.
That's their issue. But Bayern are too strong. I think, look, obviously those are the top two.
Does
top
it matter, though, if you're making that much money?
That's the point I was just about to make. I don't think Borussia Dortmund give a shit where they are as far as when it comes to, you know, the sporting side, because the business side is booming. Okay. Yeah.
And they're like, no, I can hear your complaints about not winning the Bundesliga if it wasn't for this cash machine running right now. You know what I'm saying?
You know, you see this gun? I know guns are not allowed in Germany, but this one shoots money. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's a Supreme on it, dog. I paid extra for that. I could have gotten a cheaper one online on Instagram.
Yeah. So look, Mike Wonder said, outside of the top 3 to 5 teams, it's really rough to watch. I guess referring to Bundesliga, which yeah. I wouldn't argue that it's rough to watch.
But so is La Liga, though, if we're going to be honest. Also, so is Premier League. Stop acting like you're watching Burnley versus
this is where
Everton.
I give Premier League credit.
No disrespect.
Premier League, for the bottom 10 teams, like I'm more interested in the storylines for the relegation battles in Premier League than any other league. Maybe Bundesliga second, because I'm like, I know there's like some American players and there's like a little bit of a more of an emotional attachment. I have no idea who's getting relegated in La Liga. I don't know who's coming up. I have almost zero interest because that league is wildly top heavy when it comes to just caring about the teams. Premier League did a great job in creating these fan clubs in the different countries and making.
But it's also because their second division is so like well attended, and they do have massive. Like you're not going to find a lot of clubs in two Bundesliga that have the fan bases and get the fans out to the matches on a regular time. You know, not when we're obviously in COVID the way they do in Premier League. I mean. You know, Sheffield Wednesday and Nottingham Forest, these are storied clubs. Don't nobody know nothing about Paderborn? You didn't even know that they're actually in Bundesliga. They're not even in Bundesliga 2 Bundesliga. You know what I mean? You don't know those stories. You do know for Premier League. Premier League second, I would actually say they're probably there's clubs in the championship that are well more better attended than they are in the bottom half of Bundesliga.
Yeah. So look, Colo Blanco says mute Polanco, okay. Which I understand. Look, I'm not trying to shit on La Liga, but and we'll be honest about, like, you know, we know people that work for La Liga, like in New York, and they're actively trying to do what the Premier League is doing for an American audience, which is care. They want them to care about teams outside of Barcelona and Madrid, and that is the work. And Premier League, and they have an advantage simply because they speak English, and that is very much a huge advantage. But that's where La Liga needs to catch up. And I would argue that Bundesliga is doing a great job at this too. Is like you care more about other teams than just simply Bayern and Dortmund, and like teams having identities that people can relate to, whether it's like FC St. Pauli and having a very progressive and very liberal kind of fan base. Like that is one way to get there. Like teams in Premier League have at least found some way to connect with audiences.
Yeah,
you got to
have – there's a character. People know of St. Pauli, but I don't think anybody's watching St. Pauli matches.
But I'm not arguing that either. I'm saying that simply from a marketing perspective, that's where La Liga needs to catch up.
Right. Like when Leeds coming up is a story that everyone's interested in again because it's been 14 years. But if I told you getting promoted into Bundesliga next year is actually Berlin FC and they haven't been up there in 16 years, you would not even realize I just made that team up. You get what I'm saying? Like there's no one cares about the stories.
Pretty much, man. Yeah. I for whatever reason, I think La Liga connecting with English speaking audiences, like they haven't been able to connect those storylines as well. And I wish that was the case. And I speak Spanish and I still feel like that connection really isn't that strong. Honestly.
Yeah, because they're the conquistadors. That's why. You almost don't want to like them. You know what I mean?
Man, Steve's second dick says, how do you think the lack of La Liga love in US is because they don't have the same covers like we get from NBCSN and Fox Sports? That's it.
That's part of it. But I do think a bigger chunk of it is the lore. It's the lore. It's, well, you don't have very many La Liga clubs that go to bars in the morning. There's some, but there's not a lot.
I would say that the biggest, one of the best moves La Liga could have been involved in, and as far as like who's contributed to helping grow La Liga, is really Ray Hudson. Ray Hudson's calls and his clips go viral. They're shared a bunch.
Yeah. Magisterial.
Magisterial. Everybody knows that. Yeah. I know people who don't know soccer that are like, magisterial, oh yeah, I've heard that, or whatever. So again, that is a way to connect us to the league. And that is just, we need more Ray Hudson. That's all we're saying. Yeah.
Just kick a couple Ray Hudsons. What's the problem, La Liga?
Oh, man. Jaren says, at what point can La Liga get out of BN via breach of contract for not being on anywhere other than over the top? Yeah, that's another – look, BN is, we know a bunch of people.
Available on Fubo.
That's right. Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, get yourself a Fubo account. You goody.
I mean, for a long time, BN was, like, hard to find and difficult to just, like – even if you had it, you're like, oh, I don't even know where do I find it on the guide. But once you get past that part, you're all good. But obviously
– but I also think, like, in the next 5 years, no one's going to be thinking about what channel is that. Everyone's just going to have an app.
Sure. Yeah. Look, I also think it's great that ESPN Plus has like all these channels and has all these sports, but it also can't be this like monopoly, right? Where ESPN has every single league and then they get to,
or
like,
can it?
Interesting take, Alexis.
Yeah. If they want to pay us for something, or can they?
Diego 2011 said, is La Liga on BN? I have that channel. I never watched it. You see?
Yeah, it is.
There's a huge disconnect.
I also think the championship is on there, right? Or no, that's ESPN Plus.
No,
now.
ESPN Plus. Yeah. The BN also has Ligue 1. I know that because Ray Hudson will call PSG games sometimes.
I thought Ligue 1 was only PSG in Champions League.
Meaning
that's all Ligue 1 is, right? The rest of it is training.
No, they show the games out there, those scrimmages that they have. Speaking of, did you see after Lyon beat Manchester City. Did you see the tweet from Mbappe?
He
was like, Farmers Club.
Not just Farmers. Not just Farmers. Like that. Yeah.
And then the clown emoji.
Love it.
Love it.
I love clapback Mbappe.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see how the final goes. I think we are going to, we'll probably do a watch along on Twitch.
We should do a watch along. Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern. So come back here. We'll be here doing a bunch of stuff. To everyone listening to the podcast, thank you for joining us. We appreciate people listening. If you want to be a part of the show, like the people in the chat, like shouts SoCal, Andrew and Diego and Steve's other dick. How about we say that?
two dicks. Shouts to Scooby the Goon, who said thank you, not Alexis. I think we might have made the same comment, but whatever. Nonetheless, shouts to everybody who's on here. Absolutely love you all. You're the best.
Yes. So again, we're on Twitch. We're usually on Wednesdays for the foreseeable future. So twitch.tv/soccercooligans. Join us there. It's always a lot of fun. And yeah, a lot to look forward to. So again, come to Twitch on Sunday for the Champions League final if you want to watch it with us, with people in the chat. And we'll have a dope time. So, anyone know when the WSL, so the Women's Soccer League? Yo, yeah. So, I also think the Women's
the Champions League starts soon. Yeah, the FAWSL starts soon.
I don't know when it starts, but I'm looking forward to it. I wish. I hope CBS All Access has it similar like the NWSL, and then we can watch Rose Lavelle, watch Sam Lewis at Manchester City. And now I heard another rumor that Tobin Heath and Kristen Press might go to Manchester United.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. A lot of superstars going to be out there.
Okay, so who needs the men's Premier League? Done with it. Okay.
Hey, maybe an English team could win the women's Champions League, right? Because they ain't winning the men's one.
Okay. I mean, they did last year. I don't know what you're talking about, Alex. Anyway, so that is it. Thank you again for joining us. We appreciate you, everybody, on Twitch, listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Leave a review on iTunes if you have not yet. It helps us get more people aware of the show and spread the word. Let people know the Cooligans are doing stuff on Premier League. We have a TV show. We have a podcast. Subscribe.
We do a lot.
Watch it all. Do
subscribe
it all.
Subscribe it all over.
We appreciate your viewership and listenership. All right. So with that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!